AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Rob about his latest experience with Prairieland Partners John Deere.
I'm here in Kansas on a farm that I bought about 5 years ago. I knew I needed a tractor as soon as I moved in. I found the online PLP builder, and there I picked out the size I wanted and the attachments I wanted, so it easily cut my work in half. The customer service at Prairieland Partners John Deere is A+. I won't go anywhere else.
Delivering the right solution.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday, the first full day of spring, 51 degrees on our way to 60 with rain today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Sally Connard. In to preview tonight's Habitat for Humanity benefit concert at the First United Methodist Church. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. How are you today?
I'm excited. It's spring.
Yes.
And how excited, Sally, are you to have the fundraising concert here coming back up tonight here?
I can't tell you how excited I am. It has been 3 years since we've had a Habitat concert because we were within 2 weeks of having our concert in 2020 when COVID hit and everything closed down. So this is just amazing. Things that we took for granted. Oh, this is the concert we do every year. And suddenly, 3 years later, we're finally getting to have one.
It is exciting to have it back at the First United Methodist Church tonight at 7. And what's in store for us tonight, Sally?
7:30, but we're going to be having four wonderful local choirs. That's what I love about this concert. It's all local talent, and I think it really highlights the fact that Emporia is so rich in the talent and the entertainment that can be provided right here in Emporia. The Emporia High Chorale will be singing under the direction of Sarah Bays, and then the a cappella choir, the chamber choir, and the Emporia Chorale, all from Emporia State University, will be performing under our new director, Dr. Joshua Donaldson. He is amazing. He came during the pandemic and, of course, could really do nothing. And now he's been with us, and we had our first concert last December. It was kind of a let's roll it out and see how we can do, and it went off wonderfully. And so now we're ready for the town to come and see us.
It's a great point here, Sally. And you know, the thing too about this is not only is this highlighting the musicianship of the artists that are going to be on stage here tonight, but also it really highlights the work of Habitat for Humanity, and really over the last couple of years, maybe some expansion in the Habitat focus.
Absolutely. I so believe in the Ministry of Habitat for Humanity because it's not just a giveaway program, and I think that's what I like so much about it. It isn't just giving someone a handout, but a hand up. And you'll hear how that impacts a family tonight as Althea Bedoya will be speaking, and she can't wait to tell her story, and I can't wait to hear it either. But Habitat does work worldwide, and we've been working so hard here in Emporia to try to expand our work and build even more houses faster. And with volunteer labor, you know, that's always not possible, but we're sure trying.
Well, you made good progress even through COVID as far as the building aspect for Habitat, haven't you, Sally?
Absolutely. I was really surprised. I kind of thought everything would just come to a screeching halt, but our executive director, Eric Kirby, has really been working hard to be able to continue to do work at different levels, but still moving forward. It's always good to make steps forward.
Sally, what else is on tap here for Habitat for Humanity here this year when it comes to the build side of things?
They're working on a house right now at 4th and, I think it's State Street, and it's getting close to being done. This is a property that had been a little problematic at certain times, and so they're building this, and since we hadn't been able to do fundraising very much in the last 2-3 years, this house is going to be put on the market to sell. And that will give us a kind of a boost of capital that will allow us to continue to build more houses for Habitat homeowners in the future.
Well, making great progress and worthy work, indeed, done as always by Habitat for Humanity. And you'll be able to help out the cause and learn more about the great work done locally by Habitat for Humanity by attending tonight's benefit concert. New theme this year, Sally.
Yes. Take care of this house. We've done for all the previous years, it's been called a Lord-built house, which absolutely is still true. We think every one of the houses that we build are Lord-built houses. But we're trying a new song this year. It was written by Leonard Bernstein, and I never was even aware of it, from a musical that he composed called 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Have you heard of that? I hadn't.
No.
But again, the text is so appropriate, and we're anxious to debut it tonight for the Emporia community.
Can't wait for that grand finale here this evening. First United Methodist Church, so you say it's 7:30, Sally?
7:30, yes.
Okay, yeah, the information received, I think we had 7 here for some reason.
Oh,
but
sorry.
It is 7:30 tonight, and what about admission?
$10 donation to Habitat, and that's all you need to get in the door.
Outstanding. Sally, before we let you go, needing more volunteers here for Habitat this year?
Always.
Always.
Our volunteers are usually retired, and that usually means maybe a little more seniors than younger people. They are phenomenal workers, and they get the job done, but we always need more volunteers, and some younger volunteers would be an amazing gift, too.
All right, take care of this house, Emporia's Habitat for Humanity benefit concert tonight, 7:30, First United Methodist Church at 9th and Merchant. Sally, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Bye.
And Sally Connard, Habitat for Humanity benefit concert tonight. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, the Newsmaker slots are full until Friday the 25th, so give us a holler, 620-342-1400. If you actually probably are going to get that one penciled in here for Kayla Mock and First Friday. We'll get that taken care of here in a second. But we do have one more Newsmaker 2 slot at 8:20 for Wednesday. If you want that one, call us at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. And we do have scatter dates already taken here for next week. Next week's Newsmaker slot's almost just about full. For tomorrow, Dee Schwinn and Gene Graber join us as we talk about, believe it or not, the Friends of the Library's next book sale, which is coming up this weekend.
They're at it again.
Again, yep. Cool deal.
All right, our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 728, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and span dry cleaners now.